Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Hey, this is the Grilling Guys. This is Barbecue Bob, and I am in studio right now with another fill-in for Jop. I've got the one and only Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats.
How you doing today, Bob?
Hey, good, buddy. Thanks for filling in, and your timing is perfect because today's show is all about the spring run and how to grill it. So we're going to talk all about salmon and steelhead. And we have a special guest coming down that should be in studio shortly. He's a young man I've known since he was 12 years old. His name is Joshua Gertz, and he's a Jennison boy who's making it big in the fishing, competitive fish world. And he's just a wonderful kid, always has been, and he's really stretching out. So we want to get him in here in a little bit and talk about maybe some great secrets to get that steelhead on the line.
That always helps, you know, when you got that M80 that potentially is left over in your tackle box from years gone by.
That's another way to do it. Another way
to
do it.
You can't say that.
Another way to do it. I think when we were kids, we used 12 gauges, but that's, I think statute of limitations has passed me on that. Jop was in out in Arizona, and he caught something, and he has been under the weather, and I just said, I don't want to be anywhere near you. I'll find a fill-in. I know just the guy to talk fish with.
And you know he didn't catch a steelhead. That's not what he caught, right?
No.
Hopefully it wasn't crabs.
I was watching a great video from Australia the other day. A buddy of mine from Australia posted, and it's these guys fishing on the bank somewhere in the outback, and this guy's reeling in one honker of a fish, and his buddy says, go back. And the guy starts running back with this big fish, pulling it right up on shore, and this crocodile's chasing it. And they're not worried about not getting the fish. They're worried about the croc changing his mind. The croc got the fish, so it's a big 2-foot something. Nice. And so they were happy to let him take it away as long as he left, and he agreed to leave. So anyway, we're going to talk all about salmon and steelhead. And I got to tell you, my favorite thing to catch on Lake Michigan is a deep water steelhead. And I want to talk a little bit in the fourth segment about a guy I used to go out with. I had an interesting weekend after the show last week. I went home, and we've had this ongoing feud in our house, the Bickersons. We have these trees around the pool, and a couple of them I really want to go on. My wife's been fighting with me for years. And basically, it's a big hickory and a big cherry. And, you know, like when you cut a hole in the woods like you do for a pool, The trees all want to grow into that hole. So this hickory and this cherry started growing into the hole, and they're now like over the pool. And that's not good. Anybody who's ever had a pool knows having a tree hanging over it is a bad idea. Yep. Leaves dropping. The hickory drops the hickory nuts. The cherry drops those wild cherry drops those little wild cherries.
The birds.
Yeah, and so Saturday after the show, my boys were home, and we got the chainsaws out. I bought 150-foot rope and a 1,200-pound rope, and took the ladder up, put it at the top of the tree, hooked it to the pickup 150 feet out in the woods, and put some pressure on it, did our notch, and started doing a back cut, make sure it wasn't going to bind the blade up. And when I saw that thing freeing up the blade and letting me cut through, I gave my son the signal to keep feathering that gas, and that mighty hickory went down. It was wonderful, because that's been on my list for 5 years.
Oh, and look at the smoking wood you got now.
Oh, I'm telling you. Well, a big chunk of it's going to go down to the sawmill, because I love hickory.
Oh, yeah.
And there's plenty for smoking. But then Sunday we had a fundraiser down at Creston Brewery. in Creston Heights, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA, for a kid named Alex Schulte, who suffered a terrible fall at his uncle's cabin, and he had swelling on the brain. They didn't expect him to live. Well, they transferred him down to Butterworth now, and he's actually moving his hands a little bit and opening his eyes. And so he's coming around, and we hope to get him back to health. But Creston Brewery was nice enough to give us their upstairs and provide a great facility to have a big – we had a huge turnout, and a lot of cool things to bid on. I actually won some bids. I donated a barbecue for 30 that was quite popular, and there was a bidding war on that, which you always like to see at fundraisers.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. And did you do any grilling last week other than all the thousands of pounds of meat you smoked in your shop?
Well, the one we just did, we had some prime beef that had come in. And so I looked in the case, and there were some T-bones in there. Like, is that still that prime beef? And they say, yeah, we got one rib left. So we did some prime ribeyes on the grill for supper. It was like butter in your mouth, I'm telling you what.
So if you're new to the show, you might not know who Tim Sobey is. He owns a very large butcher shop in the west side of Grand Rapids, in the what I would call the west side, and it's largely Polish, and with a name like Sobey, it's probably used to be Sobieski, so yeah. He's quite Polish. And I always say the best butchers are Polish, so you fit right into that. Maybe you taught me that. I don't know.
Well, had a dipsy doodle when I was teaching you, right?
So Tim brought down some of this whitefish dip. Ah, and that is amazing.
Yeah, that is really delicious stuff. And rumor is it goes good with beer, too.
Oh. And what else did you bring down?
We got some smoked salmon pieces.
Nice.
And those are kind of nice because they're almost like bite size. And you get a little bit of smoke all the way around them. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like eating candy.
So we're going to try those in a little bit.
Yes,
are those sweet?
There's a little bit of sweet salt with it, yes.
But more of a spicy kind of profile, average?
Just not really much spice, but just, I'll say that salty, sweet.
Mild.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. And, of course, you brought some of your signature jerky. And if you've never been to Sobey Meats, if you're in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and you get on the north end of town, you'll see a Leonard Street exit. Take that west about 3 miles or so, and a road will veer off to the right called Remembrance. And that's actually the old road to Muskegon.
Right.
Until before the freeway got in. But you just go up a quarter mile. It's on the left. It's a very large building. The parking lot's going to be full of cars. Don't let that deter you, because they have a 90-foot counter up front, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, we're probably about 90 feet.
Yeah. And there's usually an army of people waiting on people, wrapping meats up, and you've been a sponsor for years and years. We've known each other. I ran into you when I was doing a competition with Rob Russell. We were doing a class, and I needed some casings.
Yep.
And I was at your old location, and we've been fast friends ever since. And it's just been a great friendship. And, of course, you're a sponsor for the show, so that just makes kind of a perfect world for us.
Yep. Men and meat. What can go wrong?
Depends on what town you're in. As long as
I didn't say Saugatuck. That wasn't me.
As long as we're talking deer camp, it's okay.
Yeah.
And your deer camp is pretty close to mine, so I gotta wander out there this year one time when you're up there, because I still have not made it quite that far. Funny when you get to deer camp, how all of a sudden all your plans change.
Oh yeah,
you know,
instantly.
Yeah.
All the plans you had, all of a sudden the first truck pulls up, somebody jumps out with a glass of orange juice, and that's where things take off in another direction.
There you go. So next segment, we're going to talk about something I learned to love when I was stationed in Hawaii. It's called Lomi Lomi Salmon. It's the grilling, guys. We'll be right back. For sure, when you know that I can get it, makes me want it more.